Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
occupied with the struggle, cause it just ain't no work. And catching cases trying to bubble when you're hungry, it hurts. And kids act out all in school when they ain't getting no food. Become mislabeled as a fool, room to carry your tools. Look at the news, they know the roof, justice just on the plot. You wonder why he look at you with all that rage in his eye. You shoot him down in the street cause of who he should be, and make it home in time to eat, never missing no sleep. We ain't free in a land where they boasted the most. Lives are provision to conditions with no reason to hope. I often wonder how we got here and where we can leave. The reasons why my homies not here are hard to conceive. With nobody to look up to, nobody to blame. We take it out on who you next to, but you wanted the same. With our dreams in a coma, love on life support. We take it blunt force trauma to the head like a sport. It's bad. Genocide in our streets, but we don't see it that way. We never cover it with sheets, it can't be carried away. When you just bleed out on the pavement, it's a deadly disease. Yet it never makes a statement, it's amazing to me how you can watch it all happen, see it over again. And then you go right back to trapping till they witness your end. A vicious cycle and the tide just can't wash it away. It's suicide for your mind when babies catching the stray. Love is rare, life's a bitch, and the city's in heat. So much despair, I don't get while we slept on repeat. Are we refusing to be free? Are we refusing to see what we were destined to be? And trust this ain't what it be. We from the lineage of greatness, the kings and the queens. They make it out like it's a great myth to keep you to see. And not enough of us read, so too many believe that we were born from the weak. So we continue to be, it's fucked up.
You closed out my old friend, I realized your life lover. I ain't rushing romance, cause I can get it slow. Ain't no way you making progress with stopping. Getting wisdom from the media that's comments. Everybody, they be striving just to get acknowledged. I'ma make it in the music, skipping out of college. That's real, dog. Keep it honest, I ain't tripping off of none of y'all. I keep it real. Remember when I got to the valley, I was lost in the stars. My lifestyle came with cost, and that's real.
I'm a clap till the cattle come home, damn it. Hello, 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 and welcome, welcome, welcome to Damn, This Should Be Interesting. How you guys doing, man, out there? Happy Monday. It's hot as hell. We just want to tell y'all right now that Cali got them wildfires and Cali got them domestic fires, man. I'm talking about these fires that's coming up on our shirts and our pants. We hot as hell up in here, man. But we still doing our thing. We still kicking it. You know what I mean? There's still a lot of Cali blood going around in the room, and everything is copacetic, man. All I gotta say is Sandra Bland. You want y'all to say that one time? Sandra Bland.
Make sure y'all say her name out loud, man. Hashtag that all day, every day, man.
We stand for Sandra Bland here at DTSBI. We also want to give a shout out to Kendra Chapman. We got another sister on our page as well that just died in police custody on Sunday in Cleveland. So we need y'all to get on our page and check out what's going on ASAPers, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk to y'all tonight about knowing your rights, because knowing your rights could actually save your life. In Sandra Bland's case, she knew her rights, and that could actually be the reason why she lost her life. Which is sucks, but it brought awareness to everybody everywhere. Understand that, okay, she was within her rights. She proved the cop wrong several times, you know what I'm saying? And she ended up dead, but she is speaking from the other side. And we just want her to know that we're listening, we're paying attention, you know what I'm saying? We staying up on it, and we gaining people up, man. That's what we here to do, to get you ready so that this won't happen again, because it's got to stop. The madness has got to stop. So we want y'all to listen to us tonight, work with us tonight, learn your rights, and understand where you stand, man. So we stand for Sandra Bland tonight. We stand for Kendra Chapman tonight. And we stand for all the people who are suffering at the hands of injustice when it comes to the police. And we're going to have y'all to know y'all rights tonight. So we're going to share that with y'all tonight, some rights and stuff. So what we're going to do first, we're going to go around and introduce ourselves like we always do. Then we get into Dr. J's Word of the Day. And then we're going to get to some business. While we get to the music at the same time, we're going to get to some business, too. So I'm at Solo Flows.
I'm at I mean.
I'm at Media.
Yo, 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 you know who it is, young nigga Cali Bud.
What's up, y'all? Dr. J Money.
And it's Ange
Dreams
coming at you.
Man, and we got something to talk about tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about rights. We want y'all to listen. We want y'all to tune in. And we hope that after this show tonight, man, you guys will have learned something more, or if it's something you already knew, to feel extra reinforced about what you know and be able to protect yourself at the hands of law enforcement, right?
Awesome.
Because they are not supposed to be people to harass you, beat you, and never, ever kill you. Like, that's just crazy, right? They're supposed to be peace officers. And don't forget that they work for you. Dr. J, hit them with that word of the day.
What's up, y'all? Dr. J coming to you with this word of the day. We are being decimated out there. We need to do a better job of making people aware of what's going on so that they can do the proper things to help them survive. Today's word of the day is decimate. To destroy a great number or proportion of something, or to select a group of something and kill every tenth thing. So, for example, in like us, they have selected the African American race, and every tenth person they're just killing, which is horrible. So, today's word of the day, decimate.
And to decimate is to devastate, man. You know what I'm saying? To take a certain percentage of people and destroy them, to actually kill them. You know what I'm saying? I've been seeing a lot of stuff on social media. That's what we do here, is we snack on social media. Tali gets on social media and figures out what stories are going on, what's popular, you know what I'm saying? And what I've been hearing a lot on social media lately is that a lot of people don't even want their kids to call the police. If it's a black man and something's going wrong with him, people rather for him not to call the police. They want him to call a family member. And that's really bad, man, to think that if you call the police because you need some help, that you might end up dead. Right, Cali Bud?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And it's a lot of different precautions that a lot of African Americans are taking, and that a lot of black men, for you know, particularly need to take, you know, along with doing things, as Solo said. Also, when men are getting pulled over, it's now to being said on social media that it is wise to have someone on the phone to when you're getting pulled over, as opposed to recording it. You know what I'm saying? Because that way someone knows where you are and what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You can let somebody know officer's name. You know what I'm saying? So if you can't get to, you know what I'm saying? Because videos can be edited, you know what I'm saying, posted, you know what I'm saying, switched out, as we've seen with Sandra Bland. You know what I'm saying? Police can do a lot of stuff. So African Americans, we have to take precautions. Going at these police officers, as we see, is going to get us killed. We need to play smart. You know what I'm saying? We need to play these people like their own game. We got to stop giving them reasons. Now, they said that Sandra Bland basically killed herself, and that I think they're saying that's a good one, you know, because she was talking so much shit.
Yeah.
So they're saying, are they sending us a message? So you see what happens when you mouth off and when you talk shit? Because I can tell you guys everything that happened in that situation. An officer tried to give her some false information about what she was doing and doing some wrong things, and she put him in his place, and she was snapping her neck while she was doing it. And he did not like that. And he felt like he was no longer in control and no longer an authority. And he had no more power because she had the knowledge, and that's what we need. Now, they can't do that to every single black person that they come across.
Right.
So we gotta get informed, y'all. We need to know our rights. A lot of these officers are doing things they're not supposed to do. Obama is not gonna help us, y'all. Stop looking to that man to help us with these situations. You know what I'm saying? If he wants to, he will step in, but we can't rely on him. Yes, he is a black man. Yes, it is the same. He should be stepping in right now, knocking on the police commissioner's door right now, but he's not. So we as black people got to stick together as a community, because soon enough we're going to be extinct, and that's what the goal is. You feel me? So know your rights, man. I'm going to say this all during the show. Everybody will get a chance to talk. knowyourrights.org, man. You can put your state in, wherever state you're living in, it's worldwide. knowyourrights.org. Just read up, be knowledgeable, man. It might save your life.
And that's very true, Cali Bud. Very well put, man. You know what I'm saying? Because this is becoming a life or death situation now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is literally like you could call the police and die. Like, I know that might sound dramatic, but it's real. You know what I'm saying? And end up dead. And you're the one calling for help and support. Okay, so we know historically that our history and us being people of color, it does not help us in the eyes of the law. We're not trying to be vigilantes here or anarchists or anything. We're just being honest. You know what I'm saying? And honesty is the best policy. You know what I'm saying? Even though we know police don't follow that, they all take care of each other. They cover for each other. You know what I'm saying? They got that blue code, and they stick to it. And don't think just because it's a black officer that they got the back either, okay? Because that's something that is often mistaken. We got a lot of cones out here. You feel what I'm saying? We got a lot of people coning. If you go ahead, Dream.
But yeah, man, I just want to say this shit is sickening. You know what I'm saying? It makes me sick to my stomach to see what they doing to our people. And in my eyes, they waging a war against us. You know what I'm saying? And they had already been, you know what I'm saying, killing black women, of course, black men. But now it's increased.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And the woman is the head of our culture. And when you cut the head, what happens? The body crumbles. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like they're waging war against us. And whose responsibility is it? In my opinion, I think that every black police officer, commissioner, whoever it is, should be coming forward and stopping this shit. How are you a black police officer and you ain't even stepped up and spoke or said nothing? That's who I want to hear from.
All these killings that's happening, I know for a fact there's at least 20% African Americans that are standing by watching, you know what I'm saying, and that's who I want to hear from. I want to hear from the black police officers. I want to know how y'all feel about this shit, and I want to know what y'all are doing to stop it, because y'all on the inside, y'all are inside connect, right? So right now more than ever we need y'all, right, and we need y'all to stand for something, because y'all out here falling for anything, man.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like Irene was just saying in 220, both chime in and saying it was an African-American woman officer at the scene.
Showed up late.
Showed up late, but was all on the other cop side saying what she saw. Remember, she said, well, he did kick you. She did kick you and all this stuff.
I seen it.
Yeah, yeah. She said that she seen it. She didn't ask Sandra Bland, was she okay or nothing. All she said to her was, I don't want to hear from you. That's exactly what she said. I'm not listening to you. That's what she said. I'm not listening to you. And when she said, you slammed my head into the ground, I got epilepsy, he said, good. This is what he said. And the officer still, well, I'm not listening to you. And the black lady go up and talk to him and say, oh, let me see your leg. I saw where she kicked you. First of all, you didn't see it because you wasn't even there when the struggle happened. And how the hell are you going to see where she kicked him at? Through his pants. You know what I'm saying? You cooling too hard right now. You know what I'm saying? You running up there trying to back up the culprit. But see, when some shit happened, though, you know what I'm saying? We're going to see if they're going to have your back the same way.
Right.
Because you got to understand that you still their enemy, too.
You still black.
You feel me? If you weren't in that, you in that department. Right. Exactly. And if you wasn't in that department, when you ain't around, believe me, the good old boys. Can you be the same race you racially profile? You know what I'm saying? That's like looking in a mirror, you know what I'm saying, or putting a gun to your own head and trying to kill somebody else. You see what I'm saying? But it just makes no sense at all. And you can never do no right in that situation. Like my mama always say, two wrongs don't make a right, but in some cases a dance show make it even. You feel what I'm saying? And some people are going to get tired, and people are going to start to uprise. You know what I'm saying? And you're only right because at this point you're really fighting for your life. It's not a game out here. You know what I'm saying? It's not a game. Callie Bird.
So it's real funny because, you know, I watch TV a lot, but I get high, but I observe a lot of shit. I don't know if anybody else be watching these shows on A&E or whatever y'all got on in y'all. But I'll be watching this show called Jail or Hard Time and shit like that. And I'll be watching these white people go to jail. I'll be watching the shit they say to these police, how long the police take before they really start. So if y'all watch the episode, y'all watch any type of a jail episode on TV, you'll notice that when a person's in a holding cell and get too rowdy or they start banging on walls or something like that, the police have to restrain them. So I'll be seeing the shows where people coming into the holding cell and people around waiting, and these are drunk white people, and they just cussing out these police officers. Fuck you, man, throwing pencils at them and doing all this shit. And, you know, all this shit's happening before. They waiting about maybe a couple hours before they even call people. When they do, they talking to white people, talking to them. All right, now, calm down, sir. We're going to take care of you. How come they don't do that with African Americans? How come it's always a shot first or a tase? You know what I'm saying?
They killed nine people at the church. They took him Burger King.
They took him and gave him a whole, and asked this nigga what he wanted from.
Yeah.
They asked this man what he wanted to eat
from Burger King. Yeah.
After he murdered
out the house with a police vest on.
Yeah.
That's protocol for any high alert convict.
The dude that shot the bomb should have gotten the death penalty, no questions asked about it. What's his name? The bomb.
Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah, the black dude. No, the black dude in the Cadillac.
You talking about Malvo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put him in the jacket too, and they escorted his ass out too. But that's a law, though. But that still don't change the facts on how these people is really pointing and choosing how they treat certain races, and we're watching this shit.
Right.
And nobody's doing nothing about this shit.
And the black people, if we really notice the pattern now, they're not making it to jail, dude. Whatever's happening, a lot of it is happening in the cars, or, like, okay, for example, if you go to jail and you're on suicide watch, it's the same thing in the hospital. They got to do checks every 30 minutes. You're not supposed to go almost 6-7 hours without checks. Plus, they have cameras to see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So you can look at things, how they're strategically done. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that these things are done deliberately to certain people. You know what I'm saying? Like we're talking about Kendrick Chapman right now, sister 18 years old, you know what I'm saying, in Alabama. She's supposed to have committed suicide in her cell the next day. And it's like, okay, so you mean to tell me that the public or the police officers know these people better than their families? When their families are coming forward and saying that these people are not ones that would commit suicide? Sandra Bland just got a new job at her alma mater. She had only moved to Texas the day before.
Why would she want to end her life if she's trying to change the world? I don't understand that.
About situations
that they didn't like.
Right.
They probably knew exactly who she was.
Their
scenes her on YouTube or somewhere.
Right.
And was like, that bitch right there.
Yeah.
Get her.
Yeah.
And that's what
happened. And see, she was probably known as what's called, like, okay, when we think about the civil rights movement and we think about Jim Crow, guess what Martin Luther King was called? Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Medgar Evers, Rosa Parks. These people were called agitators. That's what they were called. And when the police pulled you over, Assata Shakur, I was just reading to my baby the other night, Assata Shakur story. What happened in New Jersey Turnpike? If she wouldn't have got away, they would have killed her. Yeah, they would have killed her, right? I mean, they stayed in her room around the clock, punched her in her wounds, threw her all down, you know what I'm saying, and then put her in an all-male prison, okay? This is where she escaped. Now, this is the law now. This is the law. This has happened in 1973. That wasn't that long ago. You know what I'm saying? People always try to act like they changed their stripes. Yeah, she did escape. And right now she's in Cuba, and she's exiled in Cuba. But the point is, they would have killed her. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just the way they treated her and the way they got away with it. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't let her see her lawyer or anything.
If Sandra Bland would have did her time or gotten bail and got out, they knew she would have been a voice. She is an activist, of course. Mm-hmm. She's going to have people listening to her, people, you know, she could have created a crazy riot.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew it.
Mm-hmm.
So of course they were not going to let her go.
Now she's created a whole other movement. Because they're not going to try to set her up, and they didn't, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know why these cops are, and then the fact that these cops are being so bold and not giving a fuck about these cameras no more is more of a wake up call for us, saying we don't give a fuck about you.
Right.
Like, basically, that's what we're saying right now.
Right.
We will kill your kids, your mothers, your husbands, your, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They laying kids down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm afraid for my son to grow up right now.
Yeah.
As an African American man.
And then you see more cops now beating people. You see cops when they're arresting them and they got them on the ground, they're actually punching them. This is not protocol. That's not protocol anywhere. You're punching these people like they're your enemy and they came to you to fight you. Instead of trying to subdue them.
That's violence.
No,
that's what that is.
Right.
If a group of people are caught doing that, they're all going to jail because that's gang violence. So how are the police able to do that for somebody with their hands up on the ground?
Right.
Handcuffs.
Right.
Like, what are they going to do?
And they're steady punching you as if you're an enemy, as if you're someone on the street. 220, let's get into some music, man, and we're going to come back and talk about this. We hope y'all listening and getting these tips in, man, because this is very, very important. It can save a life. Know your rights. It can save a life.
Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better money or the fame. It wasn't about, what's the name? It wasn't about the clothes, it wasn't about the cars, it wasn't about all of them fucking chains. Nah, this is about hip hop for the record. The good feeling back, this is for the checker. I just wanna kill him, this is for the stretcher. For the love letter, this is for the header. This for my city, I swear. This for the blood, sweat, and tears. Don't handle fair. They ain't seen a real one in years. They ain't seen a real one in years. Let's get it clear. This music shit broke me, I swear it did. Now I only hang with my relatives. Using this pain as a sedative. We're sleeping home cause your life is so negative.
Y'all better not come near my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come near my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all can do with me. All I ever ask is to keep it 8 more than 92 with me.
first off, I love everyone, but I'm wishing we get it popping without heavy guns. Cause if we don't, we pay the price with just heavy fun. It's possible cause there's a bright side to every sun in the laser. When you left me, I was devastated. Wasn't your choice, but I really wanted a conversation. It's hard for me like Dr. New to the operation. Thought it was good, my observation got a mistake. But smiling is what I gotta become. They took the life of someone whose life has barely begun. And it's hard, I grew up as a fatherless son. See, my mother was like a mother and a father at one. And all the things she done did, so me and all my brothers can live. I pray that the angels are watching me over. Cause I'm gonna make it with them on my shoulders. Cause we live, and we die. And we shoot, but we never know why. And we don't speak up, but we cry. We can change, but we don't try.
So let me tell you, when it comes to ensuring the health and development and success of young people in this city, for me, this is my passion. It is my mission. And for me, this is personal. Because my story would not be possible without this city. We need to show them, not just with words, but with action, that they are not alone in this struggle. We need to show them that we believe in them, and we need to give them everything they need to believe in themselves.
I'm going to put it back in the community. We ain't going to, he said, fuck the police. Fuck everybody. We're going to put money back into the community, and we're going to show y'all love. As soon as all that started happening in the early 90s, late 80s, everything started changing in the rap game. They started giving these niggas more money. They started finding every motherfucking nigga off the street. You know what I'm saying? From the hood. Giving these niggas
crack.
Freaking a little money off. Freaking a little cocaine
over.
Open a couple more liquor stores. Kilt the game up. You know what I'm saying? Now everybody rapping about a certain thing. If you see how, I'm a music fan at heart. So I see how the game evolved from me coming from 88, from listening to NWA and Public Enemy and all that, to coming now, you know what I'm saying, KRS-One. Now listening to these niggas right now, it was a total plan. These record labels know what they was doing.
So they have a movie coming out about NWA, right?
Stay Out of Time.
Right. And my thing is this. In the movie, they're showing all the action they took with their communities, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny how they're making this movie, and what are they trying to portray, first off, and what do they want the audience to see? What do they want us to see, and what do they want us to take from it? So I'm wondering what everybody is going to look at that and see, and what it's going to, provoke.
Hopefully it's this same perspective on how that era was, how the police treated them in that era when they was trying to come up from. Hopefully. I'm hoping that's what we can get from it, because that was a serious era. Like, that shit was really happening. Them trying to do what they wanted to do. They trying to create creativity within their surroundings.
But
so I think
they're using it for entertainment.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Of course, they all getting money.
Exactly.
Of course, they getting the money. So the message might be a little, but if you was there, then you could probably see the message. If you knew what was going on, you could probably see the message. But right now, I don't think people are going to. I don't think
it's
just going to be long enough of a movie. They got too many features. I don't think.
And I think they strategically do that as well, because it's the idea of how they used to have what they would call a house nigga. Not saying the house nigga was always happy to be the house nigga, but if you isolate somebody and you treat them a little better, give them a little more attention, how soon we forget. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? How soon we forget that it's a whole family outside hungry and stuff because you warm and you full, so you done forgot what's really going on. We need strong people. We need martyrs for our communities out here, people who are willing to stand up and fight, you know what I'm saying, and not keep standing up for the bullshit and buying into the bullshit. And because people don't understand, every rapper and all that that's making it big, that ain't just your average person. That's a fucking buffoon. Trust that. That's somebody that is a major coon.
And that dance track was not a dance 10.
Right.
We need some callers, man. We need some people.
Right, yeah.
Other voices, man, to hear out and call out what's going on with the phone line.
Last four digits.
Let's pick up the last four digits. 3353.
3353, you're on live. Hello? You know what I'm saying? We got to get it together out here, man. You know what I'm saying? We want our callers to call in. We want y'all to get juice.
We want y'all to get riled up, you know what I'm saying, because this is something to get riled up about. Again, I can't say enough how much this is a life or death situation, man. You know what I'm saying? People are not coming out on the other side. You know what I'm saying? People are actually dying out here. You know what I'm saying? You only got one life. So we're trying to help preserve that as much as we can to keep people, you know, you wouldn't even think back in the day to keep a person out of jail. Now it's about keeping them alive. You know what I'm saying? Like, out of jail is one thing, but being alive is another. You know what I'm saying? People are actually dying out here, like, at the hands of the police. You know what I'm saying? Like, so this gives it a whole other situation. Your homie or somebody dying in the hood or another brother, shameful guy, or killing the tech of life. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you what's more powerful. Somebody that can kill you and be sanctioned by the government and don't see no consequences. Right, that's the problem.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Everybody, as long as they got that probable cause law, they are protected. That's what makes their shield so strong. They can insinuate any situation and be like, you know, I have probable cause on that.
Yeah.
And they have a way of holding that up in court. That's what's protecting them. That's why we need a law that protects us against certain situations when we encounter with the police to protect us, to protect, you know what I'm saying, because nobody's around.
Right.
You know, they have all these rights to protect them, but what about us when we feel like we've been treated unfairly?
Right.
The police has a law, so when they feel uncomfortable, they have a right to strike their weapons. That's a law in their guidelines. They have a right to feel unsafe. They have the right to use their weapon at any time,
right,
on duty or off duty.
Right. Right.
Why don't we have laws to protect ourselves,
yes,
against these police officers,
yes,
who are treating us? If we're not doing anything and we know our rights and we're willing our rights, that should be self-defense.
Right.
Right. It should be a self-defense law that we're protecting.
That's
some
right.
type of neighborly law, you understand, where you either have a witness or you have a video camera, your video camera, because a lot of these people want to record everything. None of this shit is working.
Right.
We're just watching this shit on Facebook. That's all that is.
Yeah.
That's all that's doing. Because you know how many videos I've watched of men, women getting beat up by the police,
yeah,
on camera?
And the police still walking away.
This police
is the same thing. You know, when people filmed Oscar Grant dying, a lot of people filmed that shit.
And they took a lot of people's phones, too.
Yeah.
They actually stopped that train and took a lot of people's phones. So a lot of people hit their phones and they shoot. A lot of people, they try to do the three trains. But luckily, we all got off at West Oakland. We wasn't trying to, we all just heard shit going on and we just got off. But it was a lot of motherfuckers hiding their phones, a lot of motherfuckers hiding what they had and dropping shit. You know what I'm saying? It was hard. And something like that to happen so close to you, something in our city, that's what makes it much more.
And for him to walk away
and tell all his
spending, I mean, he didn't even spend a whole year behind bars, and he took a life. You know what I'm saying? Like, he took a life. People saw this man kill this man. And no matter what, like, when they were talking about the Sandra Bland case, a lady brought up a good point. Regardless, the police are supposed to be the professionals. They're supposed to be, whatever you say is not supposed to move them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're supposed to be able to stick to protocol and stick to proper conduct.
Exactly.
This is what they're being paid for. This is what they're trained for. So I don't understand how all of a sudden someone so inhumane becomes human when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
Your emotions take over. You know what I'm saying? Your emotions take over, and then you cease to do your job.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You cease being a perfect public servant, and you become a public nuisance. How does that happen to where, okay, if I'm a police officer, you can call me everything under the sun, but if you wrong, you wrong, and I'm going to still be able to take you in, and I'm going to still be able to do everything that I'm sanctioned to do.
Exactly.
So why is it that I really want to pick on you and want to fight you and want to beat you up?
It's a
this
plan.
This is something more deep-rooted in
it's
me.
A plan.
You know
it's
what I'm
plan,
saying?
Man.
It's all a part of a plan.
It's a plan.
And that officer in Sena who murdered Sandra Bland and whoever murdered Kendra Chapman and all the other people who have been murdered in police custody, black, white, and
whatever.
The right. You know what I'm saying? All lives do matter. But the thing is, the
only black lives are getting taken.
Right. And the
point
thing
blank
is,
period.
People don't even trip off the fact that the Black Lives Matter came out of police brutality.
Hmm.
It didn't come out of black-on-black brutality.
It came out of police brutality. I Can't Breathe came out of police brutality. You see what I'm saying? Like, all these things, Don't Shoot, Hands Up.
Yeah.
That came out of police brutality.
That's just like if we was like, that's just like if we said cancer, cancer matters. They'd be like, they're going to say all diseases matter. Like, what you going to do? You going to front on cancer? Like, we all know that all diseases, we all know all lives matter should
right.
be common fucking sense. But
right.
the fact that we even have to put black people or black lives in front,
yeah.
this is a problem.
Yeah.
That means,
right.
obviously,
like
it's not.
They're taking away from it.
They're taking the shading it out. They're making it not so,
like
they're making it not so
not.
Rough around the edges. Oh, it's not that all lives matter. We're all at war
right.
with the police. No,
right.
we're not all at war with the police,
no.
man.
No. If you don't understand,
wow.
even statistically, you have to understand what you're up against. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We live in a country with a very gross history when it comes to our people, right? We've been in this country. We have been bought and sold, and we still have. We're talking about Jim Crow and all the different things that we have gone through in our parents' lifetime, in our lifetime. People do not mistake this. 2015, don't mistake it for being 1915, okay? It's the same shit going on. Different day, but same shit going on. Now, where we're falling short is handling our business. Where we're falling short is standing up, being strong, bringing awareness, and making change. That's what we're falling short at. That's where we don't have the backbone. We always talking about on rap music how tough we are, who we'll shoot down and kill and all that, but you can't melt a motherfucker and pour them on the police to make them do some shit, to stop killing your people and stop destroying your community. You know what I'm saying? So this is what we need to do. We need to focus all this energy that we're talking about, nigga. Like, how can a word even like nigga that existed so long ago, if that can last through time, I'm sure Black Pride should be able to last through time.
Man, I just wanna give a public service announcement to these rappers. Man, I wanna give a challenge to these rappers. They have all the control in the world. We're gonna go to a quick song before we head out with Dr. J and myself. But I see that this rap gang has a lot of influence on black people.
Right.
A lot of influence
mm-hmm.
on black people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot. And I know, I see it on Twitter, I see it on Instagram every single day. As soon as a rapper or a singer puts something on their Instagram or Facebook about something, it goes crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When a problematic happens, let's focus, man. Let's get this public enemy thing moving.
Yeah.
Let's push some attention to our black people that's dying in these streets, people that's buying your fucking music and using it as motivation. You know what I'm saying? As using it as an escape. Meanwhile, y'all tearing this down because y'all got money, so y'all up top, so it don't really matter.
Right.
Come down, man. Come down with your people, man. Help us out, man.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Stop just fucking, you know what I'm saying? You causing all this shit because all this music you doing turning people against each other. Talking about, I got more money than you. I got this. I'll take your bitch. We, you know what I'm saying? Causing, and you working for the white man, nigga. You turning us all against each other, man. So let's put it together, man. Let's play some good, real music for some real niggas, too. Twin, what you got for us, man, before we go out of here?
We got that Have Mercy.
That Have Mercy.
I Have Mercy for y'all. We need to have mercy on us, man. It's getting rough out here. Let's go.
So the most I could do for us, do this song. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on my mother as she suffers, knowing underneath these kind words I can't do nothing. I would give my life, it would mean she would be cured. I wanna ask God why, cause she's so pure. But she say have faith, I ain't giving up. Even though it's rough, she say she's built God tough. I know you see the tears in my eyes, so I ain't gotta make the song cry. Soon as I step off stage, I'm headed on another flight, just to make sure Mom Zeus is alright, so she can see the pain in my throat. Got the feather mask on with the matching cloak. Oh, she feels the love in the visitors. The strength in her eyes reminds me we ain't no quitters. But when the doctor had that needle in her neck, trying to find a vein, she screamed out in pain and asked me to call on who protects. All moms wanna do is go and work. Walk around the block without a body being hurt. When me and bro can't get along with these issues, but what's it there reminding us and then the bond discontinued? Love the laughter, love the smile. I wouldn't have it any other way to be a child. So I'm looking at the God even though I'm not worthy. When it comes to my mother, please have mercy. Tell my mama I got through the song, right? I only had like 3 tears, I promise. Shout out to my mama. She's like one of the strongest ladies I know.
Yeah, man. It's a great conversation going on right now, man. This is a real enlightening conversation. I'm loving what's going on, man. I just really want y'all to just be aware. Blacks, whites, whatever. Y'all need to be aware of what's going on, man. They out here killing people for no reason, man. Dr. J, man, we need a prescription ASAP. What you got for us?
There's a caller out there that really want to talk, so I'm going to give her my 2 minutes. 3353, you're on.
Let's do it.
Okay. I'm going to just hit y'all with a couple of tweets that I seen. If I die in police custody, know that they killed me. I would do everything in my power to get home to my family. So, no, never stop questioning. That was tweeted by Ed Rain of April. This is the new hashtag that are tweeting. So, if I die in police custody, let the memory of me die. Question everything you are told and never believe I took my own life. Callie, go for it.
Man, listen to me. Why would I want to take my life? I love my life, man. Understand that, man. We love our lives. Black Lives Matter. That's what we're trying to tell y'all. KnowYourRights.org. That's all I'm going to say. That's my entertainment for tonight. KnowYourRights.org. Any state, any city, KnowYourRights.org. If you got a petition out there, make sure you get it going. I got a petition that's going on right now to demand for justice for Sandra Bland. If you go onto our page right now, facebook.com/DTSBI2, we'll see the link, click on the link, read it, make sure you read it, and then sign it. You know what I'm saying? Don't just sign it, read it, learn up on it, follow it, man. It's a movement. Sandra Bland, hashtag everything. Say her name, keep her movement alive, y'all. We love y'all, man. Thank y'all for calling in on that.
Damn, this should be interesting.
347-324-3853 every Monday night, 7 p.m., man. If you got a topic, you got a question, discussion, hit us up, man. Or if you want to listen to our past shows, listen to us on blogtalkradio.com/DTSBI. We love y'all, man. Good night.